If you don't use something every day, you shouldn't own it.
That's James Eberhard, founder of an app called Fluid. Most of us have made a purchase that within months, maybe only days, ends up in a junk drawer, closet, or garage. And that's where Fluid comes in. Fluid has an online platform with items listed that can be borrowed for a small fee. And those same users can request an item and borrow it for a set amount of time.
We're really trying to solve this problem of we have so many resources, but you still go out to the store and go out and purchase everything you need.
Let's take the most obvious item anyone who has ever bought a house thinks they need to own, the lawnmower.
It's crazy that something that you use for an hour once a week during the summertime, at least here in Colorado, that you have neighborhoods where everybody owns one and it's so underutilized in everybody's garage. I mean, the whole basis of it comes from that is that, you know, how can we help people gain access, help people share what they have around a neighborhood, around the community? I have so many things that I've just used once and just laying around the house, it makes me sick. It's something that, you know, I'm really passionate about changing. So people don't go out and purchase things they use once and then, you know, you end up moving and you get rid of stuff and so you end up just throwing it away. It just doesn't make any sense. And it really just needs someone out there like us to provide access, insurance, provide a trusted system that allows people to kind of access and grab from their neighbors and contribute back to them in the same way.
Eberhard says the Fluid app launched last year with 10 employees and a motto of disrupting consumption. Of course, too many of us buy things on the off chance we might need it someday. But in addition to money, all that stuff costs space, time, and often our mental well-being. Eberhard says no one thinks twice about buying a mountain home and renting it out when they're not there, but we don't apply that to our daily lives.
I read on your website that Fluid Market is cool for a handful of reasons. Users can borrow stuff for cheap instead of going to the store, make money for loaning their items to neighbors, meet new people, maybe even borrow a Tesla for a day. Has that actually happened?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you can go on and rent a Tesla X model right now and take it out for a day, a week. And right now, we've got over $40 million in inventory available through the platform here in Colorado. You know, I kind of look at the future of a world where you have access to whatever you need when you need it without having to buy it. And that's really what we're aiming to do.
So if I wanted to put the bread maker that I've used one time on the platform, I could do that?
Yeah, absolutely. Take a picture of it. You put a short description. You say, I want to rent it out for $20 a day, and you let people come in and, you know, rent out your bread maker.
If you have a bread maker or maybe a circular saw, or a bouncy castle you used one time for one party that's collecting dust in the garage, think about being a disruptive consumer. Meet your neighbors and make a bit of money. To find out more about joining the mobile sharing economy, download the Fluid app at fluidmarket.com. For KGNU, I'm Roz Brown.